Bernard Amor, managing director of the Nile Petroleum Corporation, says the company was forced to cut employees' salaries due to what he calls the region's geopolitical situation, including the conflict in neighboring Sudan. His staff of the Nile Petroleum Corporation had planned to walk off the job on Monday and come outside the company's headquarters in Juba. That did not happen due to heavy deployment of national security officers and police around the company's offices. One employee who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisal says the workers will continue to speak up for their rights.
This person has brought heavily armed forces, and I've seen there are some people who are arrested. But what was planned, we are going to follow it. I'm one of the people who came here to ask for my right. I didn't come here for violence and all that.
Bernard Amor, managing director for the Nile Petroleum Corporation, spoke to reporters over the weekend, saying the company was forced to cut employees' salaries due to the crisis in Sudan.
It was a very informative decision, and was also a decision that makes sure that everyone is not losing his or her job. But generally, that was the best option for now. Of course, if the situation continues to go the way it is, other options will also, will have to come in.
Amor says the staff at Nile Petroleum are lucky to receive salaries on time compared to other government employees who wait for months to get paid. Another employee who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisal says President Salva Kiir should remove the company's managing director.
We call on our president that we have some people in the system who will be able to address our issues rather than the person who is currently in the office. This person must be taken out because he is not able to run the company. Since he came, nothing good has happened. He has been telling us lies after lies.
Christina, who prefers to use her first name only due to fear of government reprisal, says the pay cut enforced by company's management has dramatically affected her income.
I am one of the cleaners, and the company has reduced my salary from $600 to $400. I want my salary to remain as it was. It is through this money that I feed my children and pay school fees for my children, as I have no husband. If they cut it again, what will I use to pay the school fees?
The Nile Petroleum Corporation, or NilePet, was established in 2003 to link oil companies with the government of South Sudan. After the signing of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement, NilePet continued as a commercial entity representing government interest in all consortiums of the country's oil sector. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.